Put on the helmet, buckle up, we're heading for trouble. This is the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. It's discounted cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting. And they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive and most dangerous. If you want to find out what they like, they have a list of things that they like it's out there. In fact, it's the most attractive list, which is with the most dangerous list. You can find it at newconstructs.com, where they blog about all of their danger zone picks. So there's always more information on what we talk about here. If you want more details, it's there. But the basics of the system are, if you're looking in at somebody else's skin deep analysis, where they're thinking, the experts from New Constructs come away thinking,
this is an ugly business, man.
Yeah, if it's ugly, so attractive is when something's working for you. Ugly, that's where it gets dangerous. That's where it winds up in the danger zone. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on the show.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Guests on Money Life appear via the Gainbridge hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at Gainbridge.life. David, who's in the danger zone this week?
Six mutual funds that get a good Morningstar rating.
Danger, danger.
Six mutual funds that get a good Morningstar rating, which of course is particularly appropriate because I'm spending this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, at the Morningstar Investment Conference in Chicago. You and Morningstar don't always see eye to eye, and that is clearly the case on these funds from your report. Neuberger Berman Real Estate, NREAX, a five-star fund, and JP Morgan Mid Cap Growth, OSGIX, also five stars.
Danger, danger.
Then Virtus Duffin Phelps Real Estate Securities, PHRAX, and Principal Funds Mid Cap Fund, PEMGX, both four-star funds.
Danger, danger.
And then MFS Mid Cap Growth, OTCAX, and Delaware Ivy Small Cap Core, IYSAX, also four-star funds.
Danger, danger.
So is the problem the funds or the star rating here that is getting these funds into the danger zone right now?
The larger problem, Chuck, is with the way people look at investing these days. I think they've forgotten that the purpose of the capital markets is to allocate capital to its highest and best use. And they see the market as just this sort of mechanism. You throw money in and it's supposed to make you value. They don't understand that what you're really doing is giving money to companies. And the companies that are going to outperform are those that are able to earn the highest returns on the capital you give them. And if you think about the world through that lens, you're an investor. Otherwise, you're just a gambler. So understanding how to measure or rate a fund is a function of the returns on capital of the businesses that that fund holds. Right? At the end of the day, the performance of a fund is going to be based on the performance of its holdings. So that means you need to understand the holdings. That's the work we do. Traditional legacy fund rating firms, they're just looking at past price performance. Now, I know a lot of people have invested and made a lot of money investing in stocks based on past price performance until recently when that all fell out of bed, right?
Yep.
It's one of those things that works until it doesn't. So I'm here to beat the drum that I used to beat a while ago about our fund rating. Look, the only right way to do fund ratings is to analyze all the holdings. The only way to know you have when you're investing in a fund or when you are in a fund is to understand the holdings. No one else does that work, and no one else analyzes individual stocks with as much rigor. So when our rating is meaningfully different from a Morningstar rating, you can take that to the bank. And that's part of what we prove in our report this week as well, where we show how much our fund ratings have outperformed. You know, there are multiple funds that we focus on. And this one, the ProShares Long Online Short Shores ETF, underperformed the S&P by 71% and its benchmark by 67%. These were all funds that got good Morningstar ratings, but got a bad rating from us. Touchstone Sands Capital Select Growth Fund, the Saratoga Advantage Financial Services Portfolio, Transamerica Capital Growth Fund, Zevin Bergen Innovative Growth Stock Fund.
Well, you're even adding to the list that we've got, and that proves a point here. But I want to also point out something that's important. In that list of six, the first six names that I gave, two of those funds have been in the danger zone in the past. The Principal Funds Mid Cap, PEMGX, and the MFS Mid Cap have both been in the danger zone before. That to me is where you've got a fund. It's still getting four stars. They have been good danger zone picks, which means they've been bad funds since you put them in the danger zone, right?
Yes, they've underperformed their benchmark by over 20%, both of them. In addition to that, they're charging a lot more in fees. I mean, like, for example, PEMGX has total annual costs of over 3% compared to the benchmark at 0.25%. OTCAX, total annual costs of 3.39%, again, compared to its benchmark at just 0.25%. So not only are these funds holding unattractive stocks, allocating primarily to unattractive stocks, they're charging many multiples higher than their benchmark. And it comes back to what we've always said in our danger zone picks on ETFs and mutual funds, Chuck. They're holding bad stocks and they're charging you too much. It's a double whammy.
We should point out for anybody who goes and does their own research that the way New Consorts calculates expenses is a little bit different than the way the fund does, because you'll layer loads in and some other things in the lifetime that you own the fund. It's important for folks to know that. But again, it's an interesting setup because, for example, that principal fund has been kind of feast or famine. It's been top 10% or bottom 10% of its peer group for the last couple of years. That's a fund that it can still achieve a good star rating, which is risk-adjusted return, but the ride is such that you might not like it. That's part of the problem here, too, is that when you're looking at it, you see trouble ahead. That's the trouble that comes in the ride. Even if a fund can deliver okay returns, it's more about can you ride along with it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, look, at the end of the day, you only want to invest in attractive and very attractive stocks. The same would hold true for funds. You want to invest in funds that hold attractive and very attractive stocks. And you want to invest in funds that charge reasonable prices. If you get neither of those, it's in the danger zone in general. And our research shows that avoiding funds put in the danger zone is going to save you a lot of money.
Being careful about how you pick your funds, that's going to help you out too. It's why you want to make sure you're not just looking at one source and you understand a lot about how things get picked. You might want to check out your funds with New Constructs as well as just with Morningstar, because we know the star ratings determine a lot about what people buy. But just because you get a good star rating doesn't mean you're getting a good fund. That's the point here from David Trainer. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be with you.
David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. He's on Twitter at TheRealDTrain37. The site, the New Constructs, is on Twitter at New Constructs and online at newconstructs.com. Go there for more information to see if your fund is one of the dangerous ones getting a good star rating. Money Life will be right back talking high yield bonds with Paul DeLugosh from Buffalo.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.